Hello again. Okay, I confess now that some of these boos of mine previously have been a bit pointless. I know, I guess I'm a geek and sometimes, and I just love technology and all that kind of stuff, and putting my voice out there. I'm a whistleblower or something like that. But anyway, I wanted to actually say that my following boo, I mean it in, I totally mean it in its, you know, I have every intention of this boo to hopefully reach someone, or maybe more than one person, who has been literally having problems giving their dog, whether that be a guide dog or just a standard pet, tablets. Because trust me, it took me 1 1/6 dogs to get it right. And what I mean by 1 1/6 dogs, of course, I had my first dog, Hartley, my dearest Hartley. And I kind of never really did get the tablet thing right with her at all. And, I mean, she didn't suffer for it because, I mean, we got them down her eventually. But whether I got help with it or whether, you know, I had to smother it in Vegemite or whatever, you know, it happened. But, and then I have had my second one, my dearest Joy, for a bit over 2 years, and yes, I finally got it. Joy went to the vet the other day because she's had ongoing dermatitis. She's already had one lot of tablets for it, which I had a lot of trouble giving her. I'd follow instructions from my partner and it still wouldn't work, but I mean, they got down eventually. Sometimes she spat them out and I couldn't find them. But this time around, she's got some more tablets and I've mastered it. So here goes. I want to get it out there how I do it and how I work it. I'm going to tell you first and then if we have time, I'll demo it. Okay. This is what I do and this works effectively. Sit down on the couch with the dog in between your legs and with the back facing to you. So he's sitting down in between your legs. You've sort of got your legs kind of, you know, making sure that the dog's in between them. And you kind of got a bit of a grip